USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter will receive hospice care at his home in Georgia. After a series of short hospital stays, he decided to spend his remaining time at home with his family and receive hospice care instead of additional medical intervention. NBC correspondent Monica Alba reports that Carter has been battling cancer for years.
In his 80s, Mr. Carter was diagnosed with melanoma that spread to his liver and brain, defying the odds with the help of an experimental drug. And through it all, always keeping perspective on the fragility of life.
A top Chinese official blasting the United States for, well, blasting their balloon out of the sky.
China's top diplomat is calling the United States' shooting down of a Chinese balloon absurd and hysterical. Speaking in Chinese at the Munich Security Conference Saturday, Wang Yi said the United States clearly violated international practice, especially the Chicago Convention on International Civil Aviation. His comments came before he was to sit down with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken. I'm John Schaefer.
A South Carolina woman shot and killed in a grocery store parking lot after an altercation with a stranger on Valentine's Day. 26-year-old Alexandria Boris was loading groceries into her car when she got into an argument with a woman that she didn't know. After that argument was over, that woman, later identified as 23-year-old Christina Harrison, allegedly pulled out a gun and shot Boris in the back. Her children, a 2-year-old and an infant, were in the car when she was shot. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The NBA All-Star Game, a little different this year.
It hasn't happened in more than 2 decades, a professional basketball game being played in Salt Lake City on a Sunday. But tonight, the NBA All-Star Game is going to break that dry spell. You see, the Utah Jazz don't play home games on Sundays out of respect for the Mormon Church, with more than 60% of Utah's population being Mormon. But the Jazz are hosting this year's All-Star Game. The team say they didn't consult with the church when they made a bid to host the game, which was awarded in 2019. A church spokesperson said, "We seek to keep the Sabbath day holy, not only at church, but at home, at work, and in our communities." The NBA All-Star Game is tonight. I'm John Schaefer.
So, are you feeling lucky?
While it's not into the billion-dollar territory, the Mega Millions jackpot is now 9 figures. No one picked all 6 numbers in Friday's drawing, so Tuesday's multi-state lottery is worth $104 million. Lottery officials say the cash option stands at just over $53 million for the Mega Millions grand prize. I'm Jerry Barmash.
Twitter Blue subscribers who pay will be the platform's only users, able to use text messages as a two-factor authentication method. The change will take place on March 20th. Twitter users otherwise will have 2 other ways to authenticate their Twitter logins, at no cost, of course, an authentication mobile app and a security key. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.